Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming to my talk. First talk in the morning. How you all are feeling? I'm Amita Sharma, and I'm a Fedora contributor. I'm also a technical project manager in Red Hat. What is my today's topic? Just to... Unexpectedly agile. So the agenda which I'm going to cover is about very basic. We'll talk about what is agile, what are the basic agile values, frameworks, open source tools which you can use to implement agile in your projects. And then Fedora going Taiga, we'll talk about Taiga. And then we'll share some tips about Agile, how you can implement Agile in your projects. So what is Agile? How many of you here in the audience know about Agile? Okay, so whoever knows it, I'm sure everybody have a different definition of Agile, their own definition. So let's hear at least two of them. Sir, can you please?
Very short development cycles and fast feedback.
Okay.
And I talked to distilling what some of the programmers do for management for some of the others.
Anybody else? Do you want to? Sure. Anyone else, maybe? But quickly. Okay, so if you ask 10 people who know what is Agile and you let them speak about Agile, there will be 10 different definitions. And let me tell you, no definition is wrong. So that is the beauty of the Agile. So what is the, Agile is a word, as an adjective, what is the meaning of Agile? It means to move quickly and easily. That is the literal meaning of the word Agile. Now, what is the meaning of Agile in software development lifecycle? It means while we move quickly in the project, we try to achieve smaller goals while we are moving ahead to achieve our biggest milestone or the product in the end. Okay, so Agile Manifesto gives you these four values along with 12 principles. So we're gonna talk about these values. And based on these values and principle, you can develop, tweak your framework which you want to adopt while you are creating your own project. So for example, company X or team X is following some agile methodology or agile framework. Those will be based on these values and principle. So if team B is also following the agile, it doesn't mean that team A and team B are following the exactly same methods or tools or the processes, but they are agile in their own manner. That's the beauty of the agile, that it gives you so much flexibility that you can, based on these values and principles, you can design your processes, your methodology, the way you want to work. Okay, so we're gonna talk about but these four values are very important. And those 12 principles are also very important, but we're gonna talk about these four values here. Okay, so in Agile Manifesto, these four values are illustrated as individual and interactions over processes and tools. We're gonna go in the deeper, a little bit deeper about individual values later on, but just to list them here, delivery of small useful pieces over a comprehensive project, customer collaboration over scope negotiation, responding to change over following a plan. So let's go through these individual values and try to understand what they mean. So what do you think? What is the meaning of individual and interactions over the processes and tools? Can anybody tell me what it can be? What is the meaning of this from the perspective of a software project life cycle or project development? Or you can give a day-to-day life example as well. Any of you?
one project where I work amongst the developers, we have much communication about how do you understand what we're working for, and we also for communication with the customers or the intended users to check with them.
Right.
How they understand the project, or if it works for them, what they need.
Exactly. Thank you very much, sir. Anybody else would like to add their perspective about this particular value which Agile Manifesto listed? Okay, so for example, we are the people over here. It's more important for us to interact, right? Rather than if the mic is working or my laptop is working, the more important is interaction and individuals. So in Agile, it is more important to give importance and value to the team members, individuals, and their interactions, not the processes and tools. So the process they follow, the tools they follow, they can change over time. But it is very important that the team members, they collaborate, they communicate together with each other. That is why there should be the rapid meetings or the recurring meetings with within the team members who have a shared goal to achieve at the end. So if it is developer or tester or a support engineer or document developer, so if all of them are working on one project or one product, it is very important for them to communicate with each other, rather than which software they are using or which language they are using to develop the tool. That's secondary. So in Agile, people are more important. Their interaction and communication is much more important. That is the meaning of this value. The second is delivery of small useful pieces over a comprehensive project. So what do you think? What is the meaning of this value? It is self-explanatory, I'm sure any of you can tell very easily. What is the meaning, literal meaning, in day-to-day life? Forget about Agile. Anyone?
I work in microservices world. It's this one. So, if one piece is not very good, it's not good enough. It is easier to change it. And also to share the ideas beyond the teams.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you very much. That is what it is. So in easy manner, or if we take an example, if you are asked to develop a car or you need to deliver a modified car to a customer, instead of going to the customer after 3 months and deliver him the complete car, it's important to get customer's feedback or the stakeholder's feedback time to time, develop some usable or working parts of car and check with the customer, is it what is expected? And then build the complete product at the end of the cycle. So that is what Agile value says. So if you have so the problem statement, the customer wants a faster delivery of a product. And if he gives you an order and you go back to him at the end of the complete product life cycle, it means there is no communication between the stakeholders and the clients and the developers, and there is a gap. And over time, the requirements might also change. So it is very important to bridge that gap, do the smaller chunks delivery of any product, get the feedback from the client, and then rework if there is a feedback about changes, and then go, then proceed in the process further, rather than doing the whole rework, because that is not budget effective, that is not efficient either, right? People understand here what this value says, or do you get what I'm trying to say here? Okay. So this is an illustration where I got a time from January to June to deliver a particular product, but doing a final delivery at the end of the June, I try to give or build the milestones at end of the every month and wants to take the feedback of the customer of that delivery. Okay, so this is exactly how you can implement. Maybe this is like 5 or 6 milestones, but you can have the smaller number of milestones depending on what you are building. So it's, see, that is the value of Agile, that it's quite flexible on depending on what you are building. It's not just the IT companies who are following the Agile, it's the non-IT companies as well who are following Agile. And in fact, Agile manifesto was created initially by the people who were not the IT or engineer or the software engineers. It was developed for the non-IT companies, and IT companies adopted these practices very late in the after their development. So it depends on what you are building. If you are asked to build a bottle, it doesn't mean that you will go to the customer every time, this cap is okay, this thing is okay, so the customer or the client may get annoyed. So it very much depends on what you are building. Depending on that, you can choose what you need to do. So that is what is the beauty of Agile. Third value is customer collaboration. So why do you think customer collaboration is important? And what does it mean from the Agile perspective to do the customer collaboration? If you look at the picture, if you go at the barber shop and you don't interact, or the barber doesn't ask you which cut you want, do you think when after a cut, haircut, when you come out of the shop, it will be a happy moment for you and the barber as well? No, right? Yeah, please.
Well, what it's avoiding is sticking rigidly to a contract and then at the end, customer decides it wasn't what they wanted.
So no, Agile says rather than the contracts or the papers, it's more important to collaborate with the customers,
yeah.
Right? Because maybe when the contract is signed in the initial phase of the product development with the client, their requirement was something else. But due to the market changes, you know, market is changing every day. Trump is taking different decisions every day. So accordingly, we need to act, right? So if the requirements are changing later in the development life cycle, and if you are not interacting or collaborating with your customer time to time, and you are getting to know that, okay, this decision and requirement is changed very late in the life cycle when the product is already about to complete. So that will cause a lot of losses at the customer end, at the development end, at the time, and for the time as well, for the deadlines as well. So that is why the customer collaboration is really very important part of the Agile, where you need to collaborate with customer time to time. So it's not necessary that the customer or the clients are the people to whom you are delivering the product. It can be your stakeholders within your company with where you are working. It can be your managers. It can be the other team members. So you are accountable as an Agile team to these stakeholders as well, not just the client, right? So that is where the collaboration is required. So the last value is responding to change. What do you think, why you should always be ready to respond to a change?
Mm-hmm. You have 4 requests, and the teams response and product our owners, the managers, to respond to create issues for the changes.
Exactly.
And propose this to this market, spring houses.
Right. So, see, these all values are interdependent. These all values are interrelated. So, if you are not keeping a checkpoint for delivering your product time to time, and there is a change, you will not be able to implement that change. So if you are developing your product and delivering, getting a checkpoint after every major milestone, it means you are ready to adopt that change, whether it's in contract, whether it is in the product, whether it in the language or the process, you will be more reactive or more adaptive to that particular change. So that is why the Agile says be ready to adopt the change while developing your product. So we have many Agile frameworks available, but these two are very famous. You might heard about it, the Kanban boards and the Scrum. So anyone here who are already using any of these frameworks? So which framework do you use, sir?
We use Scrum for the development teams and Kanban for the running environment teams.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly do you feel is the difference between the two, and where the one fits than another?
I've never looked at Kanban, I don't know the details.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems more, I get the impression it's more for operational things than for development.
Mm-hmm.
The more time working, certainly a loose fit for Scrum, you do it because it keeps management happy. But it's really more suited for easy work tasks where things are relatively quick.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in fact, they will be working on a single thing for 3 months.
Right.
And it doesn't really mind up the way that Scrum is designed to work with.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think it's, after implementing these frameworks, do you feel there is a change, positive change in the development, and people are more productive? And
no, because we're doing what we did anyway. Scrum is an improvement over, sorry, Agile is an improvement over Waterfall.
Right.
But we would never do Waterfall anyway.
Okay.
So we were doing something that was informally agile.
Yeah.
But the way that management wants us to do it, in fact, breaks the first agile principle because it is itself a process.
Right. That's very true.
And it's less agile than what we actually do.
Yeah. So it's very dependent on team to team and what are the requirements, what fits for you. So one size doesn't fit all. That is true for Agile as well. So that gives, Agile doesn't say that you have to do a stand-up meeting daily. It doesn't say that you have to have sprints. It doesn't say that you have to have Kanban board. So it just give you these four simple values, and it along with these values, there are 12 principles. So if you are following your processes which you are following are based on these values and principle, it means you are Agile and not Waterfall. So anybody else who is also following the Agile in their team here, you are following that?
Scrum
method. Okay, so what is the exact process of Scrum you are using in your project?
We are using sprints.
Mm-hmm.
We have a product and we offer this API client.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not software.
Mm-hmm.
So we are using the Scrum for our products.
Nice. So yeah, so as I said, it's not just for the software development companies. Other non-software development companies are also using Agile. So do you see a difference when after using the Agile in the development, and do you see there is a positive change?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we can try something.
Mm-hmm.
We know what exactly the artists do in the projects.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a flow, everybody has something part of the feature.
Mm-hmm.
We create the feature for that, or the new branch.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes again to development.
Mm-hmm.
It is very good in Scrum, but I use it might come down from my personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that the Scrum is better for the team.
For the team.
It's
that's very true. You know, you can use Scrum, you can use Kanban or any other Agile method or framework, and you can mix them all together as well. So whatever suits you, whatever fits in your team or the product, what gives you the benefit that you should follow. You should not follow something just because it's there. And if you are seeing that there is no change, there is no positive change, and there is, in fact, it is impacting your team's productivity, you should change that method. You should try something else. So that is what it should be, how it should be. So let's see what is the Scrum process. A normal Scrum process looks like, but again, it's not rigid. It's just an example. You can change it. You can change the time of the sprints. You can change how you are having stand-ups. You can change how you are creating your backlogs or the story points, the stuff like that. But this is the process in nutshell. So what were, there are different roles in the team which are assigned if you are following the Scrum method or framework in the Agile. You have a product owner within the team, then you have a Scrum Master, and you have product backlogs, which are the feature backlogs. Then you may have the sprint backlogs, which are the pending tasks from the last sprint. And then you have the complete sprint backlog. Okay, so your sprint is nothing but a time frame within which you choose to complete some of the backlogs from the from your backlog list according to the priority of those backlogs. Okay, so if you have hundreds of features, then you may might have a sprint of 2 weeks. So how many features you can, or stories, or the backlog would you like to choose to complete within that 2 weeks of time? You will definitely not choose hundreds of them or 50 of them. You might choose 10 of them, depending on the size of the team you have. And then you create stories, and then you have the daily stand-ups. So in the daily stand-up meetings, it has to be a very short meeting. It should not, some people say that they are following the Agile and they are having stand-ups daily, which is like 1 hour. It should not be like that. It should not be a waste of time, definitely. There is a framework given or the format given how a stand-up should look like. It should only have the 3 things. What you are working on, what next you will be working on, and third should be, is there any blocker for you? That's it. So these three questions will be asked by everyone from the Scrum Master in the team, and that is how your stand-up should look like. And then at the end of your sprint, there will be evaluation, which is called the retrospective of that sprint, that what has worked, what has not worked. And if you feel that the ratio of the task or the stories you have chosen for that particular sprint is much more than the sprint time, you tweak that. You change the sprint time. You change the number of stories you want to choose for the next sprint. So that is how you do the retrospective. You change the process which you are following, and then again there will be next sprint. So by the end of 2-3 sprints, you will realize, okay, this thing is not working. The daily stand-up is not working because of the time zone. So let's have the alternate day. So that is the beauty of the Agile. It's so flexible that you need to follow the process, but again, you can change it and adapt it according to your team, what works for you, what is giving your productivity a boost rather than, you know, dragging you behind. So that is the Scrum process in nutshell. These are the Kanban boards. They are very less complex. They are for the smaller projects. So they're also fun to do. If somebody has used Trello boards here, anybody has used Trello boards or Trello cards or some Kanban board, right? It's fun to use, right? So generally, there will be these boxes. You pick a story, put them in to-do. Initially, everything will be in to-do. You assign those cards to the people who are gonna work on them. And once that is in progress, the person or the owner of the story put that card, drag it, drop it in the in-process section. It's so fun to do it, because sometimes it feels like you are playing a game and you are not doing any sort of serious work. It's that easy, and it gives it. It is very easy to keep track of the things. It's so visual that you can just quickly look at it, and then you say, okay, these things are done, and this thing is in progress, and this thing is in testing. From the status perspective, it's so easy. Earlier, what was happening earlier days before the Agile days, that management and stakeholders are always curious, what is the status of the product? Okay, client is asking, what is the status of the product? And developers, testers, most of their time they are spending to update their status in different boards or different emails or stuff like that. So nowadays, these things are making you so productive that you don't need to, you know, update your status each and everywhere and tell your managers where you are. You can just give a link, like a smart chap, and tell him, okay, this is the product status, and here I am. So that is how it is increasing your productivity. So anybody have any questions for the Scrum or the Kanban boards? Yes, please.
How to manage or kind of use the Scrum stuff to board stuff
Distributed team. So we have many tools. I will talk about these tools as well, which are open source and free, available. Trello gives you that functionality where you can. Taiga is another product available online where you can work with the geographically distributed team you are talking about. So yes, they can access it online. And you can give them access, whoever it's in under your control. You want to make a private project and you want to give the access to particular people in Taiga or Trello, and they'll access it, and then they can move the cards whenever they are working on it or in progress and stuff like that. It's just click, move. It's just like a game. Any more questions? Okay. Okay, so actually for open source projects I use Taiga or Trello, stuff like that, but for internal projects which are more complex, where I need to design the Gantt chart and more project manager stuffs, so there I used another software, so within Red Hat, so that is different one. So yeah, I use more than one, but Trello is good for beginners, and then you can, it's so easy, intuitive, and then you can switch to different products whichever you like and suits your needs.
In our video team, we use Wincam. It's a free version of Trello, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of functionality.
Okay, so Trello also has a free version,
yeah,
of
but
it.
The Wincam you can host yourself.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Yeah. Okay, some tips for you if you want to really choose to go agile, which is the demand of time. If you are a student, whenever you will enter the industry, Agile is the word you will listen, that we are following Agile by the time you will join. Or if you are already in the industry, you might be hearing that, okay, we need to go Agile and we need to adopt Agile practices and values. So these are some tips which you need to keep in mind. Choose what works best for you. There will be a lot of suggestions, advices, and there will be a lot of teams whom you can look at, okay, this team is really productive, they are doing this thing, and this is amazing. If X is working for team A, that X will not work for team B, because the teams are different, people are different, products are different, the work you are doing is different. So never copy paste. You can copy paste the code, that will work for you, that is fine, but in Agile, copy paste will not work for you. Start with very basic. Start to learn the basic things. Don't try to implement everything you hear about Agile. So that is the main tip, I would say. Continuous improvement. I have very short time left, so I'll go through it really quickly. because at the end I want to show a video, though it's a proprietary software video, but that's all available on YouTube. But the agenda is not to, you know, promote that software, but agenda is to promote the process they have shown through that video. There should be continuous improvement. In one sprint, something is not working, you should be able to change that in the next sprint, but rather than being adamant or rigid about the process, okay, this is already defined, I should not be changing it. No, that should not be the thing, and there should, you should be happy about it that there is no like manager hierarchy followed in the Agile. If one person is the team member, developer, and he's telling this is not working for our project, then you should be open to listen to that, okay? Hire expert. At some point of time, if you are handling a very big project, it's a complex project, you should think about hiring an Agile expert to implement the Agile technology or process or framework in your team. Be very patient about it. You might need to change things over a time, one sprint, two sprint, three, four or five as well. So be patient about it till you achieve the, you know, best practice or best for your project. Last but not the least, have fun with it, because it's very you know, collaborative and interactive process where you you know, get a chance to interact with other people in your team. Otherwise, if we work in silo, some companies allow you to work from home and you whole day you are with your own laptop and not no human interaction, but it gives you the opportunity to interact with your other colleagues, which open up to the new ideas as well. So try to have fun as well while doing Agile. These are some open source tools. I'm glad to my audience and people over here who also added few names to it. But this is the list if you want to click a picture, and I'll share the slide as well. The information is available on the internet about these tools. And some of them are have a proprietary version of them as well, open version of them as well. Some provide Kanban board and Scrum and Agile and mix of them. Some have documentation of options, wiki option and Gantt chart options in it. So try and choose what works for you best. Fedora is using Taiga. Some teams are onboarded to Taiga, but some are still adapting to this. It's free, it's open source, it's very simple to use. It just love. You open it and see at the design, it's really amazing. And you feel it's not complex at all. Click, and you know, I mean, some software and things are so complicated that you have to find, you have to Google, and even then you are not understand that how does this thing work. But it is so simple that if you are searching on one thing, you will understand, okay, here it is. So that is why I would recommend Taiga to try out once. So this is the video. Video will like run here. Okay. Let's try. I'll just copy this. This doesn't have Wi-Fi. It will be connected, no? What? But this will not connect. Okay.
It will. You can. Is it? Can you play it on your other laptop?
Yeah, but this.
Will. Yes, it will.
Okay. Perfect. Just 2 minutes, guys. It's a very interesting video. I really want to show it to you. No voice, and it's not showing the video as well.
This week's Innovation Lab is going to be building an iPad app with customer feedback as we go through the week. We wanted to work in the store to make sure that we were getting customer feedback as we worked so that we were never...
No, it's a dual desktop instead of a mirror desktop.
Yeah, devices.
Mirror?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We work on 1 week experiments. Somebody will have an idea and we'll find a way to figure out how to prove the idea is going to work. And this
I'll just give you a brief so that you can understand it, what is happening here. So it's a store where you go and try the different glasses. When you buy these glasses, you go and try different frames on your face, right? And you try to look into the mirror. And then you change the glasses, try another frame and look into the mirror. But you cannot compare both, right? So here the developer is trying to develop a software where you can compare different frames on your face together on a device. So let's see how they are doing it. And they are doing it in a very interesting manner.
With customer feedback as we go through the week. We wanted to work in the store to make sure that we were getting customer feedback as we worked so that we were never working on anything that wasn't valued by the customer and only doing things that are delivering value. So we'll be building a feature and testing it until we get to the point where we have something that's good enough that we can just leave and leave the iPad app behind and have this new thing that customers can use. This is the world's first flash build. It's a flash mob where a software team shows up and builds an application in a surprise location. This is the Nordstrom Innovation Lab, and we're at the flagship store in downtown Seattle. Right now, the team is just setting up their equipment to get started. We're going to build an iPad app that helps customers pick the best pair of sunglasses for them. We really don't know what the features are yet. We're going to use customer feedback as we go along throughout the day and the rest of the week in order to build the best thing. So the next thing we're going to do user story map. So we're going to sit here and together outline all the steps that a customer would take, and actually beforehand how they buy sunglasses, like what are the different things that they might do, and how that process might change when we have this application. We'll actually dig into what we have to build in order to support that process.
So now that we've done a card mapping, we're going to do a paper prototype, and this is something that we commonly do in the innovation lab. It's a great way to show what we'd like to do in a rough prototype that we can easily throw out, change, alter, based on feedback from the customers. I'll continue building individual paper slides, and our user experience specialist, Tel, will bring the prototype to a customer and say, okay, I have this app, and this is a paper version. I'd like you to kind of use it like you would normally use an app, and you can press things, interact with them, and then she'll change out the pages based on how the customer uses it. So it's a similar experience to the iPad, only an analog version. So it's day two, and we have our first working prototype of this app. And how it works is I take my first pair of sunglasses, put it on, picture, all right, and then I want to compare it to this other pair I've got right here. Put these on, take another picture, and I can just hold these up like this and see which one I like better.
Well, Tel and Kim have been talking to people and doing paper prototypes. We've been coding, building an iPad. We take a stab at something, we look at the paper prototypes that Kim put together. We might take one at a time. Usually we come to the board and we grab the most important feature and we start implementing it. The really cool thing with this flash build is that we have actual real...
That was the idea, that was it. They came in, they had nothing built, and they didn't build it. We happened to put on polarized glasses.
Yeah.
Held up
so
the
here, they found a issue that somebody is using the polarized glasses and they
the
want to see their comparison in the landscape manner that doesn't work effectively. It is coming blurred. It comes very blurred. So they would never come to know it if they would not be interacting or using their app at the customer's, you know, with the customer. And they, that is how they make changes, that instead of landscape, a landscape view, people can also have this view, changes when you paint your
iPhone. Okay, so I'm going to show you what we've been working on the last 5 days. We've added quite a few features over the week. You take a picture, multiple pictures of the customer, and then you pull them up. You tap the first one, you can see it larger, and then tap the second, and do a side-by-side comparison of each glass next to each other. We also added a feature where you can rename the picture because we heard from salespeople, if a customer's trying on quite a lot of glasses, it's helpful to be able to know what order they were taken in and also rename if you want with the brand or some distinguishing feature on the glass. Another feature we added was the ability to zoom. And zoom in and really get a good detailed look at the frame side by side. Also, to see one of the pictures larger, if you want to just better view of one frame. You can flip the camera view as well. Face it forward so the salesperson can take a picture of it like this, or you can flip the camera so take a picture of yourself facing forward. And then at the end of it all, we have a button called New Customer, which just erases all of the images and allows the salesperson to start with a new customer.
We're just trying to put the final touches on the app. Tel talked to a lot of users, and they said that when we went into the compare view, it was unclear where the pictures were coming from and which picture was which, so the animation here is trying to solve that problem, make it a little more clear what's going on. One of the challenges with software is what are you done, right? And I think the answer is really, it depends on how much time you have. At least the most important things got done. So this was time boxed to a week, and we did a week's worth of work, and it seems like what we have now is something that makes customers happy and addresses the main problems, and it's something that we can track, we have metrics on. So I think we're going to call that a day.
I think you got the idea, and
so
time is
far,
up really, and someone is curious. I'm sorry for taking more time than expected. I hope you enjoyed the session and you are taking back some of the good information along with you for Agile. Thank you very much for your time.